Aaron, A-A-R-O-N-V-I-E-N, 52501. Terrible sore throat, epigastric tenderness, nausea. Patient, a 21-year-old young man who works with water in the water department here in town. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. COVID immunization is up to date. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 days. No exposure to strep that he knows of, and no exposure to mono. Medical problems, negative surgical problem, negative social, no smoking, no drinking, as I said. Medications, none. Review of system, sore throats, nausea, abdominal pain, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion. Patient appears slightly obese, but that's been his regular weight for some time. 249 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 96, 120 over 73, heart positive, positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, there's epigastric tenderness, loaded neck, shows no lymphadenopathy, copious amount, skin shows no rash, TMs are red, push neck pharynx, very red and inflamed. Number one, pharyngitis. Number two, strep is negative. Number three, we're going to treat him for strep. Next number is no sign of abscess formation. Next number is even though he's allergic to augmentin, he's had Rocephin injections many times per patient. Next one was Rocephin, a gram now. Next one was Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next one was Z-Pak. Next one was Medrol dose pack. Next one was, we looked at his abdomen under ultrasound. His spleen looks normal. Next number, if he doesn't get any better, we'll do a mono screen and a blood test and CBC at that time. But I'm hoping with injections and the antibiotic, he'll get better. He's going to check with me in 3 days. If he develops any sign or symptoms of abscess formation, he'll call me right away. Thank you.